Bruce Williamson is from Rail Future, an organisation which campaigns for better rail services for passengers and freight. Bruce, what needs to happen then with ticketing for trains? It needs to get a lot simpler, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It is ridiculously complex, and it's something we've been campaigning on for a long time. But I mean, the other major problem is simply the overall level of fares. We do have, you know, the most expensive fares in Europe if you want to travel at no notice at all. And I think sort of, you know, tinkering with the ticket system rather than tackling the main problem of the level of fares is a bit of a waste of time, really.
Why aren't customers just offered one fare for the same journey then?
It's partly for historical reasons. There's, you know, the privatised railway inherited a lot of stuff from British Rail that involved different levels of subsidy on different services for different reasons and so on. And then, of course, the franchisees want to manage demand. What they want to do is price people off the busiest trains and price them onto the less busy trains by offering a whole load of discounts. And, you know, if you book like 8 years in advance, you can get a train ticket from London to Edinburgh for threepence halfpenny. But that isn't very, you know, very convenient for most passengers.
Is that part of the problem, though? You mentioned there that it's franchise owners and the train companies that run the trains are private, but it's running on national rail. The network is nationally owned. I mean, is this part of it, the fact that we have this sort of weird hybrid system?
Yeah, it certainly adds to the cost overall of the system because you have so many different organisations dealing with each other, so many extra levels of bureaucracy involved. But I think there is also, you know, to be fair to the train operating companies, there is this sort of misconception amongst the public that they're sort of ripping them off and making massive profits, which actually they don't. They actually have a very, very tight margin. They're making a relatively small profit. You know, it's a profit nonetheless, but that isn't in itself the cause of the excessive fares.
Okay, Bruce, thank you very much. Interesting stuff, isn't it? Especially if you've been on.